DW.
To something quite different now, but with its core centering on nature, sustainability and the feminine, an art piece in Berlin by sculptor Millie Schwer. As the city marks 30 years since the fall of the wall, Millie has built her own wall made from floral foam. The foam is used as a temporary material in flower shops and in this work imitates a prefabricated building facade. Many of these prefabricated buildings were erected in East Germany after the end of World War II as a temporary housing measure, but which still stand, albeit precariously. Elsewhere, an artificial agave with fibres of the real plant is presented as a material deemed sustainable. To learn more about her work entitled Stop Thinking Emotionally and Start Thinking Rationally, I met with Millie in Berlin.
Yeah, I guess the question is that currently we're producing way more than we need and consuming way more than we need. And now's the time to really, like, think about what it means when you put a term like sustainable on a product or on a building material.
I'm Millie Schwer. I'm an artist. I'm mainly making sculpture and installation. Nature just became a really strong symbol, really, for me in terms of how we as a society should and could coexist, but also how we as a race can coexist with our world. Oh, yeah, so we walked down Oberstrasse to get to... We're in Old East Berlin, outside these Plattenbau buildings that have inspired my work. Plattenbau in German, but in English it would be prefabricated.
This building...
They were these temporary solutions to a massive housing crisis. You can see that they are that, they're a quick fix. Alongside my artistic practice, I've worked in many different sectors of the creative field. And in all of these areas, there's an incredible amount of waste. And I started to work as a gardener, for example. And I started to feel this satisfaction that comes with the cyclical. And I think there's a real magic that you feel when you do that. And it really makes you see materials differently and see how you use the world differently.
Yeah, so we're approaching the building, which is actually the original Botanical Gardens of Berlin.
This is where your exhibition is taking place.
Yeah.
We're in West Berlin now looking at your exhibition. Can you talk to me about it and describe it to the listener?
We're standing in front of a large wall, 3 metres by 3 metres and about 50 centimetres deep wall, which is made from floral foam. Oasis is the brand name that you would know it by. And the whole wall is built with the form of these prefabricated buildings in mind. And the whole texture of the surface is pressed fingerprints, thumbprints, so that it has this concrete pebble dashy kind of texture. And in front of the wall, there are two cast soil chunks, sort of ruins of architecture, that also take this form. And I've used them here as a plinth for an agave plant that's cast in wax.
Yeah, so as I was developing my work for this exhibition, I wanted to mimic this prefabricated form, and I wanted to use a material that connected to it in terms of its temporality almost. And I previously used this floral foam, and it's also very dubious what it's actually made from, just because they're green. It gives the material this innocence to it. And the agave is actually grown en masse for its sisal fibre. Learning that sisal fibre is deemed now sustainable, I started to wonder what that actually means. I think for something to be sustainable, it also requires responsibility and it requires a huge amount of foresight.
Yeah. Okay, here we are. Another prefabricated building in Berlin, my studio. I call this exhibition Stop Thinking Emotionally and Start Thinking Rationally, which is a sentence that I think many, particularly women, have heard. And I think what's interesting about it for me is that it supports just one way of thinking. And I think that's almost the simplicity of it all, that everything is symbiotically linked in nature. There are many perspectives, there are many life forms all coexisting with one another. And perhaps the simplest way to deal with our environmental situation is to just constantly try to be aware that there are different sides of the story and that there are different life elements all in coexistence with one another.
dw.